With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A massive search is stretching into its second day for a man who authorities say posed as a police officer and fatally shot a Democratic state lawmaker in her suburban Minneapolis home. Authorities say the suspect also shot and wounded a second lawmaker. Authorities have determined him to be a 57-year-old Vance Belter. At a news conference yesterday, Minnesota Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson says they have concerns over the suspect.
The reference materials that were inside of the vehicle that we saw, we have no understanding that any of the No Kings events would be targeted, but we also find it of interest to the public that these would be in there, and we want to alert everybody until we do that. Because this is such an active investigation with information not knowing right now, we feel it's an obligation to all of you and the public across the state of Minnesota.
Colonel Christina Bajavicek, chief of the Minnesota State Patrol, says the alleged shooter had a sheath of papers in his vehicle referencing the day's No Kings rallies.
There were some flyers that said No Kings within the suspect vehicle. And as we know, the planned events throughout the state of Minnesota today is a No Kings event.
Yesterday marked the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army and the annual celebration of Flag Day. The nation's capital was the site of a military parade, President Trump celebrating a birthday. Speaking with Salem Radio military arms analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says we need to honor all of our military for defending our nation.
Just like we're seeing what the Israelis are doing now to prevent a nuclear catastrophe in the not-so-distant future, we've got to remember that if we don't guard our borders, if we don't guard our interests abroad and at home, that we won't continue to be a free people.
Demonstrators came out in cities across the country to protest the president. Organizers of Saturday's No Kings demonstration said millions marched in hundreds of events, huge, boisterous crowds marching in many cities. This is SRN News. Divorce is bad for kids, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
A new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research reveals what we've all known for some time. When mom and dad split up, it's not great for the children. The report indicates that youngsters whose parents divorce face long-term problems, including lower income, increased mortality risk, and a higher likelihood of teenage pregnancy. About one-third of kids in America will see their moms and dads divorce before they reach adulthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen has signed into law a measure banning males from competing against females in sports, making the state the latest to address the issue. Pillen signed the flanked by dozens of lawmakers, women's athletes, and other advocates, including former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines, who has led the fight to protect women's athletics. The legislation was pared down from its initial form, which also sought to have boys using girls' bathrooms in the locker rooms as well. This is SRN News. The CIA has released 1,500 pages of previously classified documents relating to the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. The documents reveal Kennedy met with the CIA to share his observations following a 1955 trip to the Soviet Union. The Democratic shared details of economic and political life in the USSR, information of high value to the agency during the Cold War. The material shows the CIA's efforts to investigate whether Kennedy's killer had ties to a foreign power and how his death was received overseas. Kennedy was shot June 5, 1968 at a Los Angeles hotel. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says rising oil prices following Israeli strikes on Iran will strengthen Russia by increasing its oil revenues, aiding its war effort in Ukraine. He criticized the lack of the effective Western price caps on Russian oil and says he plans to raise the issue in an upcoming conversation with President Trump. You'll find more details on these stories, plus headlines at srnnews.com.